The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break, tell it, grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you'll definitely find smoke. Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge.
Good night, Bahamas. And welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m., except holidays. Telephone numbers on the wonderful station are 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259. And you can text us at 422-GR96, and you can listen in Y cable 969 cable. And it's a pleasure to be a host tonight on this wonderful Friday. I hope if you're in the nightclub or sitting on somewhere enjoying yourself, I wish for you the whole week, and I think you deserve a day like today to be with a loved one, a family, a friend, to really enjoy your hard work and then to enjoy your pay, which you truly deserve. So I want to encourage each and one of you to enjoy yourself, have a nice, wonderful conversation, and try to enjoy yourself. Tonight's conversation, we're going to talk a little bit about what's in the news. And then we're going to talk about some progress report that is happening inside the inner city community of Grandstand. And I would also like to say to my guest who is supposed to come in tonight, Mr. Yuli Vogas, who is one of my premier partners. I wouldn't have come this far, it wasn't for Yuli Vogas and his wife, Amanda Culston, to be my partners and to help me with my journey to try and make my community and the country a better place. And our collaboration has really made some great strides, and we continue to make great strides. So I'd like to give some updates on the progress later on in the show. But we'd like to discuss some things, you know, like landmark ruling, and we'd like to hear what you would have to say in these rulings. And some of the progress report, one such thing as the UK agency provides $1 billion drawdown, $400 million going to the Grand Bahama Airport. But our Prime Minister made a statement earlier today stating that the funds will be spread to renovate many of the Farmy Island Airport, which is a very, very good thing. You know, you can use the money to really repair some of these Farmy Island airports and really to build some new airports, you know, and we need investments like that in our country. And that's a plus to the government, and we want to discuss that. And then we discuss, like I said, that should be it. But before I begin the show today, I want to say to each and every one of you again, I'm very humbled by the many thanks each and every one you give me as I travel the streets. It's just amazing. You know, I never envisioned that people would respond to me the way they're responding to me as I travel now. So I'm very grateful and very humbled to know that I'm making an impact in the country that I reside in the community that I reside in. And basically, a lot of people say I'm educating them About the policing system, about the court system, about the inner city problems, about the prison problem, on solution, how to fix these problems. So, and everyone said I'm a very smart, intelligent young man, and I've very contributed greatly to the country. But I want to say this to each and every one of you. See, I never did it for monetary gain or to use it as a power base. You know, I low-key. Anywhere I can fit in to make a difference, that's what I am. I run from power. The kind of power I like is small but big power, and I'm going to talk about that a little later on in the show. And like I said, you know, I'm very humble to each and every one of you, and I'm glad to serve. My only purpose having this show is to expose what was happening in our country, and for lawmakers, leaders of the church, I inspire other people to be community leaders, and which you have seen over the course of my journey, I've seen enormous community leaders have taking the lead as to make a difference on the inspiration that I've been able to grant here on this show and what I've been doing. People have been inspired by that, and that's what I'm here for, to make a difference like that. And that is the only reason I'm on this show, and to make the country a better place so that we can live in a prosperous country, a peace-loving country, and that we can actually, you know, enjoy the fresh air, enjoy the beauty of the Bahamas, you know, enjoy the beaches, you know, enjoy the wonderful Bahamas that we once knew, and we still are grateful to each and every one of you. I want to say thanks to each and every one of you that I come across every day, and many of you want to meet me. You may not meet me, but I'm very grateful that you even take the time out to even listen to the show. I'm very appreciative to each and every one of you. Just saying thanks to me is more than money, and I want you to know that in my... I really appreciate it. It's more important than money, and I really appreciate it. So we're going to talk today, like I said, about a few things. But before I do that, I had a family member pass away, and she got buried today. And I normally don't talk about the family members, but I have a very extensive family. I'm a Brian. I'm Brennan. You know, we're from Andres. My family also from Cata. And my father's Wendell Brian. His mom resided in Chat Island, and my grandmother, Livia Brown, she resided in Andres. So I'm a Brown. I also in the family of the Brennans. And just recently we had a wonderful lady who I never met, but she knew me, but she is a close relative of my family, very close to my family, Miss Barbara Brennan Lloyd. She was 68 years of age. She was a retired senior nursing officer. And she is my cousin. She's a family to my grandmother who's deceased. And now I want to say my condolences to the family. And, you know, family unit is very important to this country. And I think that Bahamian people really need to have family reunions. And I think if we start to do that, we would start to communicate, start to recognize like who our descendants are. We start to connect more, because now, like, you know, we only meet to the funerals or when birthdays come around or when we're traveling somewhere over the town, or we meet the fish fry or meet downtown, basically. Then we start to introduce one another to, you know, the next family member, which, in, you know, some cousins don't know one another nowadays. But back in the day, you know, we knew who our family members was. And for some screen reason, we are run away from that. And we need to really start to, again, have family reunion. I also had my grandmother's uncle pass away, and that's Lennox Scott. He passed away, I think, about 2 years ago. He resides in Freeport. So even the Scots is my family in Freeport. So even the Scots, yeah. That was my Lennox Scott. That was my grandmother's brother. And then we had an ex uncle pass away, my grandmother's brother pass away. And then I think my cousin told me when I was away at the Princess Margaret Hospital, he was a security officer. So I want to say to all of my family members who I might not know personally, but we are starting to find out who we are. And I hope that we can connect the Browns, the Brennans, and you know, the Browns and the Brennans have a very, very, very big, big family. We are one of the biggest family in the whole Bahamas, so I know many of them will listen. So my condolences goes out to Lennox Scott, he buried up 2 years ago, and then to my cousin, Miss Barbara Brandon Lloyd, 68. Condolences. And also to each and every one of you who have lost a loved one, who are in obituary today, and many of them probably buried today, I would like to say that, you know, God knows everything. He is the judge, jury, and executioner. We hope barely that each and every one can make it into the afterlife, to see the Father. And I just hope that each and every one of you try your best to be, you know, as happy as possible and try to live on, you know, because they would want you to live on, you know, because they can see you, you know, they're in a different realm now. And it's up to you now to keep the family line going and teach the next generation of your family. So I want to say my condolences to each and everyone who have lost a loved one in this obituary. Okay, where are we going to start from tonight? Okay, we're going to start off with in the Nassau Guardian, landmark ruling. All children of Bahamian fathers are citizens at birth. The Privy Council dismisses absurd argument made on AG's behalf. So, and the Prime Minister's, he welcomes High Court decision. I would like to know if anyone of you out there would like to comment on the landmark ruling, if you feel it's fair that all children of Bahamian fathers, you know, born out of wedlock, can pass citizenship onto their child. I think if you are a natural born Bahamian and you do have a child outside the country and he is your child, he or she is your child, in that case, as long as you are a full-blown Bahamian and you abided by all the laws and regulations of the country, and that you, like I said, you are a raw-born Bahamian, I support it because I do have a son who has my name. He resides in America. And I just was recently trying to find out, basically because a lot of stuff is happening in America. I mean, a lot of stuff is happening all over the world, but a lot of stuff is happening in America where we know that it's a place that we all wanted to visit 30 years ago. America is the place that the entire world wanted to go and live and visit. And in the last 20 years, we have seen that once powerful nation, it's still powerful in military, but as far as having that favorable option where people love and respect you, that has diminished dramatically around the world. You know, countries now are forming their own alliances now, and America is trying to hold on to their world domination. But at current right now, with the internal battles they have in, you know, when it comes to the violence, you know, against blacks, also the mass shooting that is happening in America, you know, where people are just taking not the law, they are just forgetting about the law, and they're dealing with the ideology and whatever they believe. And if some of you know how to do them, then they just go and decide to buy AR-15 or have a partner and decide to go and just, you know, shoot up the school or shoot up the church and killing multiple people. And eventually, it's going to be a boiling point because a lot of people are going to start, you know, want to carry arms. And that's actually what is happening in America right now. So, you know, for me, as a father, I would also like them to have a Bahamian pass, but at least they say this about the Bahamas. They say if it was a war broke out, nuclear weapon or whatever it is, disaster, they say the 10 safest place to live in the world, and we are part of one of those 10 destinations. So I just want you to know that we're statistically located. God, who gave us the Bahamas, he put us in a position where he even protects us. from natural disasters like nuclear. They even say if a fallout of nuclear radiation would not affect the Bahamas, because our reefs surrounded by salt water on the reefs and very close on the rotation of the earth. You know, our air would always go east, south, west, north, or whatever in the air, in the atmosphere for a very long time. So the Father's blessed us. And I would like for my son, you know, to be able to come to the Bahamas without being an illegal alien, you know, even though his father's a Bahamian. And I want to abide by the law and to make sure I go over the right way. So I think this is a right step in the right direction. As long as it's a Bahamian woman or a Bahamian man and you're a Bahamian, I see no problem with it. Because I also want to remind the Bahamian people, I always said this. We might be a nation of 250,000 people, but we must remember that the Bahamian population is way bigger than that. The Bahamian population could be in the 1 point something million or 2 million. Reason why I said that, right, is when I had a show a few years ago, I said that on the show. If we look at Miami and Fort Lauderdale, and if you go back into the days of when the railways was getting built in America, and when Florida was getting built up, and when Miami was getting built up, there was a great expansion where they wanted workers, and workers were leaving from the Bahamas, and they were going to Florida, and they go into Miami, and we basically built up Florida and Miami, and many of us stayed there, you know, and we would send monies back to our families here in the Bahamas, and many of us would travel from the Bahamas to go to a better life. So many of us never came back, but many of us back and forth. So if we really look at Fort Lauderdale and Miami, the population there is basically a lot, okay? A lot of Bahamians are in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So that's why I say we could be anywhere from 1 to 2 million people. You understand? Because most Bahamians travel to America because they mostly have family living in Fort Lauderdale and even elsewhere, even up to New York and et cetera. So, you know, we must remember that. And I don't think it hurts us as long as it's not infringing where we are using it, this new landmark ruling, where we're going to allow people who are not Bahamians or legally get passport and et cetera, false documents, and then they are able to pass on citizenship. So we have to look at these things also, but I'm for the landmark ruling. And if anyone wants to comment on it, you can call in at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Okay? So I think that's a good thing. Okay. All right. So let me just read it a little bit so we could get a good understanding. In determining that all children born, first let me say this, the Nassau Guardian. It says here, in determining that all children born out of wedlock to foreign women and Bahamian men are citizens at birth, the Judicial Committee of the Privet Council has corrected what it determined was a misinterpretation of an important constitutional provision over the last 50 years and dismissed as absurd certain arguments that were made on behalf of the Attorney General who appealed a court of appeal ruling on the significant constitutional point. The Attorney General had contended that the Constitution of the Bahamas does not confer citizenship of the Bahamas at birth on individuals in these circumstances. Though the Privet Council rejected his argument in this matter, Attorney General Ryan Pinder said in a statement, "The ruling is an important step towards ensuring equal citizenship rights for all children of their parents martyrdom status, it is expected to impact the lives of many individuals in a country positively. I would agree. You know?
I would agree because, you know, a lot of people are stagnating in the country. And I think that's moving forward. And as long as we do it the right way, where we protect the rights of the citizen and uphold the Constitution, I think it's a good, it's a good landmark ruling. All right. So that's the next good thing that the government has done that I think is worthwhile. I also, looking at the gaming board seeks possibility approach to national lottery. So I think that's the next positive step of the government. You know, the gaming board is conducting a feasibility study to determine the best approach to a national lottery. Gaming board chief counsel Crystal Knowles announced Wednesday the board was considering proposing an amendment to the Gaming Act that would pave the way to establishing a national lottery. I think this is good. I think this is opening the door. They're also trying to find ways now they're going to change the law where Bahamians could also gamble in casinos. I think this is a step in the right decision because we are being stagnated in our own country, meaning that we can't even gamble in the casinos in our own country, but foreign people can come on a cruise ship and visit Atlantis and can gamble in the casinos. You know, same thing that, you know, Bahamians can have no, I mean, they can now, I guess, have access to American currency, you know, and et cetera. So I think that discrimination, even with this 50 years of, closing on 50 years of independence, I think that we are finally trying to empower the Bahamian people in the country. So I see a call on the line. I don't want to hang up the caller, but I really want to get the input from this caller. So caller, go ahead. You're on Inside Inner City on this wonderful Friday evening, Friday night. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scrooge.
Good evening to you, sir.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, you can hardly hear me?
Yeah, it's very muffled way in the back there.
Oh, that's me. Let me see if I can get the producer to turn my voice up. Kyle, you think we can turn it up a little bit, or that's me? Sparky, where you been, man? Sparky, what happened, Sparky? Boy, I say, Sparky, in 3 weeks, to pasteurize me. Man, it's starting screaming with that yeah from you.
If you give me a moment, sometimes you get a little tea off in me because I go on the other side. But anyway, we men. Sometimes.
Take it easy.
T1 and a half.
Take it easy.
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Men different from women. If I tee you off, you tell about that, and I give this through to Bill.
Yes, sir.
That's the end of the realm. When a woman get married, they married you for months.
Yes, sir.
Maybe years. Men is in the realm dead quick. Either they fight or they buy a bear.
Yes, sir.
But now when we start to get angry with our government, and when we fight so hard to put our government in power, and all of a sudden they say they're going to worship the king and the queen now and forget us. Scrooge, let me tell you something. I get this something. I just turned 72 yesterday.
Bless your soul.
And they come to keep the money in the country. Mm-hmm. I decided that I ain't going to Miami, I ain't going to Ireland, I going to down to Margaritaville, right there by the Point Hotel, and I spent a couple of days down there. I must say, Scrooge, if you could spend $550, go down there for 3 days, 2 nights, Scrooge, let me tell you, it's so beautiful.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Scrooge, it's like the state of the art, the bathrooms, the rooms, everything. It's, when you go there, it's like you're going into like a time sharing.
Uh-huh.
You got your own glass top electrical stove.
So it's what
you get your microwave. You got your fridge.
Uh-huh.
You got your coffee, your percolator. You got everything. Like, you ain't just going into a hotel room.
Uh-huh.
Then you overlooking the harbor.
Uh-huh.
And then they got all the team parked there. And when I jump out the car, the fella take my car to go park at valet. Everybody say, oh, Jesus, Pocky Reach.
That's my friend Santana Forbes, I guess. Who
oh, you're
that's my friend. You know, you see? See?
They treated me like a rock star.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's good. I bargained about it.
Fine, but you're a star.
Today.
Hey, you like
that's good. I just reached home today.
Oh, listen, Sparky, you had slackness all weekend.
Look at that. I was invited out to dinner up to a restaurant up East Bay Street.
Listen.
One place called Wild Time.
Uh-huh.
And man, the food up there was so good. And the fellas, if I had your salary number, the waitresses and the bartenders and them start coming around the table singing the happy birthday song.
Stop that, man.
Man, the Guinness was flying out for Sparky before I reached it. I didn't even have the order. Somebody who took me there didn't order what I want. They know I wanted the Guinness.
I'm glad you
and the
fun.
Food comes slapping my face around the table. Let me tell you, I felt scared. Money did not go out the country. My money stayed right here in the Bahamas.
That's good.
And let me tell you something. When I went back to the hotel, I get out of the car. They saw I was stumbling a bit. The fellas bring the wheelchair. Excuse me. They rolled me to the bedroom in a wheelchair last night.
Wow.
I get up this morning and I had to go to the chiropractor because I had a shoulder injury. But I must say one thing. I get disappointed with our government because, Scrooge, we got to talk it the way it is. Even if they victimize us.
Yeah.
We work so hard to try to get the government in power that we think can help us to move forward.
Yes, sir.
Whether it be F&M or PLP.
Yes, sir.
They promise us all kind of things.
Yes, sir.
But once they get down Bay Street and put on their suit and get their little chauffeur-driven car with their little bodyguard with a gun, then they start saying they go worship the king.
That's how it goes, Sparky.
And then they forget about us over the hill. You can't see them no more. They used to be all around your house, sitting on your damn porch, drinking beverage and bringing your bears and things. And when they go down there, they all over the place partying, barefoot, dancing, and they having a good time. Every time you see them, they flying somewhere.
Why wouldn't they? You just said this now. On your behalf, you earned your money, right? So you went to Margo Villa, and you had a wonderful time. So they're getting the taxpayers' money. So why shouldn't they go and have barefoot and partying off the beam and taxpayers' money?
But the thing is, we paying for it, but I know they got to go to conferences and meetings and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
But every time they go, they carry the Junkanoo group.
Why not?
They carry 40 and 50 people.
Why not? And you say we vote to put them in there? But we vote to put them in there, so when we vote to put them in there, they...
But then when we turn around and we try to go to Super Bowl, you know, the cost of the corn beef caught up and the rice caught up and we find out we can't even
yeah,
feed
there. Yeah, because the money was supposed to be trickling down and...
But why is it almost the same people? It trickling up to the same people?
But Sparky...
The Sunshine Boys them, the boys them, Sparky. The girls them, the family them.
Sparky, we have two political parties in the country, all right? And if we look at the two political parties, they have over 50,000 members each. And they have lawyers, they have judges, they have police officers, they have seasoned politicians, they have former prime ministers, they have business experts from around the world, and both of these parties have them. So when you look at a major structure in government departments, even when they're in opposition, they are still there. So they are family marrying one another. And that's how it goes, Sparky.
But they'll victimize you one way. Let me tell you something. Just don't say nothing. Just let them operate. Sit back, don't say nothing. Because if you open your mouth and say something...
What going to happen? What cutting board is?
What
is the cutting board? you rest keep your mouth, no, Sparky. Look, you get the cutting board if you don't keep your mouth.
But the thing is, Scrooge. The thing is, right. I am 72 years old now.
Yes, sir.
I got a daughter 50 years old.
Wow.
Boy, Sparky, I got another daughter 46 years old.
Wow.
I got a son up in Canada now studying to be a pilot. Wow. He's 28 years old.
Wow, that's awesome.
I got my grandchildren and everything.
That's
when
awesome.
I came out of the government high and started working at Deltek, biking and so forth, at the age of 23, I done had myself an acre property.
Yeah.
At the age of 27, I done had a big house up in Seabreeze.
Yeah, your mindset was you look
now
at that.
Now the thing is, because our parents told us that when you finish, you get a good religious upbringing, you get a good education, you go out to work, you buy your property, you build your home, you meet your girlfriend, you get married, you build a family.
What it is now?
Ah!
What are they teaching now? You have your boyfriend and you have your girlfriend.
You don't even graduate from school no more. You got a D average.
A D average.
You come out here unemployable.
And what about coming out of school and setting up a future with a girlfriend or boyfriend to become husband and wife? What about that?
Would you call that relationship with benefits now?
Oh, what do you call it now? Family planning. So it's no more love and no more family planning no more.
No, they don't. The girls, them don't like you for you. If you could give them money to buy weave, put on false eyelashes and eyebrow, and take them out to fish fry dancing and everything, they madly in love with you until the money run out. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I lie, Scott.
I lie, Sparky.
Me know what's going on. Yeah. You go to fish fry right now tonight. You got some women out there with their daughters.
Yeah.
And you can't tell who's the mother or who's the daughter.
Wow. You're right, Sparky.
Lining up, the mother and daughter trying to get the same boyfriend.
It's crazy.
In fact, well, two of them might go home and burn.
Yeah, and you know.
You got the religious leaders in the church. He got the first lady, second lady, and the third lady, and he tried to fool with the people's daughter and son.
But
we know what's going on in this country. The island only 21 by 7. We know exactly what's going on.
So, let me be the devil advocate. So, if this is going on, so what kind of God and what kind of Jesus these certain pastors you're talking about? Now, this is not every pastor. We're talking about specific pastors. What do we know what's going on? So, how are they supposed to lead the sheep in the right direction?
Let me tell you something, Stuart. Uh-huh. Talk the truth.
Talk the truth.
The God they're talking about was a white fella named Jesus.
Uh-huh.
The God I serve is not a white man named Jesus that was... Do you know where Jesus was between the age of 18 and 30?
Me was in the wilderness.
The last time they saw Jesus, his mother and father lost him and they went back to the temple. They found him in the temple and the people in the temple asked, buried him. What manner of child is this that is so educated asking us these questions? You didn't hear but Jesus no more from 12 years old till he was 30 coming out of the wilderness to go down by the Sea of Galilee to be baptized by his cousin, John the Baptist. If any preacher could tell me where was Jesus for 18 years, because remember his ministry only lasted 3 years. He was crucified at 33. When he came up against the Roman government and the church, telling them what they was doing to his people was wrong.
The who? The Roman government?
Oh, Lord, Caesar was in charge. Pontius Pilate was the governor.
Uh-huh. And
the Levites and all of them was head of the church. I grew up in St. George's Church,
So let me ask you a question.
I serve on the altar with the priest.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. Boy, you're so educated. You're right. At 72 years of age, 72 or 71?
72.
So, let me see what I was going to ask you now. So, the Roman Catholic Church that we have here in the Commonwealth of Mars, is this the same Roman Catholic crucified Christ that you're talking about with Julius Caesar, who's actually Constantine? Constantine actually changed his name to Julius Caesar. Is it the same Roman Catholic Church in the Bahamas? Because I know I did some research and I found out that the Roman Catholic Church in the Bahamas is a part of the Roman Catholic Church in Rome. So, any place...
No.
Huh?
The Pope... It's the Roman Catholics, the Lord, head of church all over the world.
Even in the Bahamas.
They call the Pope the Holy Father.
Even in the Bahamas. So what
even
I'm saying.
Even in the Bahamas.
So that's what I'm saying now. I didn't even know this. I did my research, right? And when I found out that if you were a Roman Catholic church, you're a part of Rome. So if you see the Roman Catholic church, that is a part of Rome.
Do you know that all the churches are part of what they call it, the fraternity?
Yes. That's what I'm figuring
out.
See,
when you join the priesthood.
Yeah.
It's just like joining a lodge, you know.
Yeah.
You go up in degrees.
Yeah. I know.
You become a pastor.
I was hoping the show to ask me.
You become a priest. You become a deacon. You keep going up in these grades.
Yeah.
You become an archdeacon. You get an archbishop.
And you get more knowledge. And you keep on getting knowledge.
The bishop answers to the Pope in Rome.
Yeah.
He's called the Holy Father.
Yeah.
He's a representative of Jesus on the earth for the Catholic Church.
So who?
The Archbishop of Canterbury is the Bishop of the Anglican Church.
Mm-hmm.
Because King Henry VIII broke away from the Pope in Rome, and he made himself King of Head of State of Church and State.
Yes, yes.
In the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
The king now is in the Bahamas.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
The head church of the Bahamas is Christ Church Cathedral.
Christ Church Cathedral.
When the king comes to the Bahamas, On Sunday morning, he would stay either in a hotel or on the yacht. He would not even stay in government house. The governor general is a representative of the head of state.
So that's Pontius Pilate, you're saying?
When the king comes to the Bahamas now, we got a king.
Hey, hold on. So just like how we had Pontius Pilate back in the day who crucified Christ, who is the governor general, it's the same thing as Pontius Pilate here in the country, because you're saying the same thing now.
No, the Pontius Pilate, he was the governor.
I know. Appointed.
For Caesar in Rome.
But I'm saying you see the similarity of our system?
It's the same thing.
Same thing. No difference. I just want...
In the United Kingdom,
yeah,
they will never be broke. They will never be poor. When Queen Elizabeth died, she didn't even know how much money she had.
Yeah, she's a
trillion. She don't even know what she owned.
Trillion.
When she died, everything turned over to her son.
King Charles.
King Charles don't even know how much money he got.
He got trillions. Got the largest land.
And guess what? Wherever he goes, the Commonwealth has to honor him as king.
Because that's the agreement they signed.
Black or white. Let me ask you, we wear white.
What?
You ever notice this? You ever notice something? Anything white is good. Anything black is bad luck. Hello?
Yeah, I listen in.
Anything. If you see a black cat, isn't that bad luck?
Yeah.
Don't you have Black Friday?
Oh.
Easter is always white and pink and everything, right?
Mm.
Anything related to the doggone church and Pope, them, always wear all the pretty things. You ever see all them priests in them church wearing all them garments and everything?
Yes, sir.
When they show you pictures of Jesus, did Jesus wear all them pretty garments and everything?
No, sir.
They showed him as a common man.
A
in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they used Judas, they didn't know who to arrest, you know, because Jesus was a common man.
So what that means?
Judas had to tell the Roman soldiers the thing.
So,
I have to go with the one I kiss.
So that means you giving evidence right there, showing you that Jesus was a black man, because if he was a white man, he wouldn't be able, he would easily get identified.
The point is,
I know.
Ain't got no color.
Huh?
God ain't got no God. Jesus is only a man, just like everybody else.
I know.
Sons and daughters of the Most High.
Yeah, and so keep the covenant when you're black.
It's the atmosphere, the air you breathe.
When you're black, when you're Asian, whatever you is, as long as you keep the commandment of the Father,
you are of
Jesus.
Yes. People, and they say black people and
yes.
White people.
Yes.
Do they ever call what color they call Mexico?
Yeah.
They don't call them no color. They call them Mexicans.
Mulatto.
Chinese are Chinese.
But like I say, you
Japanese
know,
are Japanese.
Yeah, but like I say. Yeah.
Why is that?
I guess.
The whole, you know, Africa is the biggest continent.
Yeah, of course.
You know, the white people gone to Africa and they invaded Africa. They stole all the gold, all the rubies, all the cobalt, all the diamonds, everything.
And steal you know.
To England.
And steal you know.
One crown that king tomorrow, he's going to wear gold, all the gold that he's going to be wearing tomorrow.
Oh, it's back.
The coronation is stuff they stole from Africa.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, thanks a lot, man. You want to finish up anything before you go? All right, you go on. You did a wonderful job, Sparky, but I was like talking about it last week. But I just wanted to reference, explain to the Bahamian people out there, you know, the knowledge is out there. And it's the same thing, you know. And I think that if we understand that we could use it, what Carlos said last week, you know, we know all that. And it's not going to change nothing. You know, we're just going to have to work something good out of the system that we have. But it's hard to believe that the system that we now serve in the Roman Catholic Church, which I get to find out that any church over here, Sparky talk about the church. All that is a part of Rome. You know, if they're here and they're part of the Roman Catholic and they're in the Bahamas, that is a part of Rome. You know, and it's not to say you hate no or culture. It's the fact that even though we know that God has his chosen people, but there are many people of the chosen race who sin against God. You know, there are some who didn't keep the commandments. You know, so we must remember that. So not because we're black, that means that the world, we were put in slavery and that, you know, the world owes us something. We have to remember that many of us also were wicked people, you know, and who defied God and insulted God, that he got to a point where he flooded us out, because when the earth got flooded, we could see all we want, right? But he also flooded black people too. Or we must remember that too. He ain't just flooded the white Hittites who were having orgies and
Sam Saxon murdering and killing, and there were just chaos in the city, in the land. And so we must remember that, you know, he chose Nora and his wife and his sons and daughters to put on this ark we felt would be able to carry his word into the next new generation of people. So we could say he's black all we want, you know, because in this country we live in now, we see where blacks oppress blacks. In the police force, we oppress one another. In the hospital, where we talk to one another, our neighbors, when we go to the hospital, how we conduct ourselves against a patient who come in who is a black person, or the prisoners who are black, or how we kill one another in the streets, in the road, or how husband and wife who are black, you know, have no respect for one another in their marriage, cheating, et cetera. So it's basically us destroying ourselves here in this country. So we were sinners also. We're going to take this call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City. I'm sorry for taking so long. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, good night.
Yeah, is this Mr. Brown?
Yes, this is Mr. Brown.
Hey, Mr. Brown, how you doing? Everything all right?
Yeah, everything is fine.
All right, great. Okay. I want to say in reference to the appeals court and
go ahead.
Of the Bahamas and the London Privy Council,
go ahead.
Let me tell you what happened. Remember when they brought down that ruling saying the worst of the worst?
Yes.
You know what I honestly believe, the Privy Council, I honestly believe what they're doing is that they realize that the Bahamas High Court, right, is not qualified to make decisions, right? Mm. I think people may be looking at it in a different light. They may be looking at it as what do they mean by the worst of the worst. I believe the amount of cases the Bahamas sent to them from the High Court from the Bahamas,
yes, sir,
they're overly convinced that they don't know what they're doing.
I agree, too.
Let me tell you what I mean by that. I am overly convinced that they believe they don't know what they're doing because they look at simple matters, simple as what's the difference between an apple and an orange, right? And you send that to the Privy Council for them to decide that, right? And they look at that and they say, you know what, these people really ain't got much sense, you know. They don't have much of the intelligence to decide or simple matters, so we're not going to trust them to decide a murder case. Mm. So what we'll do, we'll say, okay, you need the worst of the worst. Really meaning that the worst of the worst case, they send the simplest case to the Privy Council. Mm. I don't know if they're sending these cases based upon just wanting to have them to have something to do with it because they already have them there, and to respect them, they just send any old thing to them. Mm. But let me tell you, maybe the enemy people don't understand one thing, but the High Court in the Bahamas. The High Court in the Bahamas have the rights to deny you the appeal to go to London. Mm. They have the rights to do that. They can say, no. We are not going to give you leave to apply to London. Forget it. Mm. Let me tell you what they does. They have the Bahamas, the Appeals Court, as a slush fund. Anyone who they decide cannot go to the Privy Council and appeal no further, they'll say, you can't appeal no further. No. We dismiss that what you say, and we'll not give you leave. So people thinking that you have to go there. You don't have to go there. So what the judges could do is they could decide whether or not you go there or not. Now, so I honestly believe now the ruling would came down, don't forget them, right?
Yes, sir.
And that same situation was brought up in the referendum. Mm. That same matter, right? What they rule on.
Go ahead, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. They ruled on that. Watch this now. If they are honestly trying to tell us, right, the person who wrote that at that particular time, the court found that they had, engage me a little bit.
No, go ahead. You see, there's, you know, you could talk because there are a lot of listeners too, so I'm ready to listen just
okay.
as well.
So what they're saying is that whatever is written, not that I don't agree with the ruling. I agree with the ruling, to be honest with you, right, because I think it's more than fair for that to happen, right?
Yeah.
But it don't have nothing to do with what I agree with. It's the fact is I have to go by the law.
That's right.
That's how I put it. Now, I put it like this. That was a part of the referendum, and the people said no, because it was a constitutional thing, and they say in order to change that, you have to have a referendum.
That's correct.
How is it now that if they say the Constitution is the highest supreme law, and any law that is inconsistent with that is null and void? How in the world?
Listen.
So it's not null and void for a court, but it's null and void for a normal citizen to break the law? I don't understand that.
Listen, I told people the parliamentarians, they are lawmakers. They go into the sign policy that's beneficial to them. They would add on to the Constitution. They can't do that. Don't care how we look at it. And that's what we're saying.
You say they can amend it, basically.
Yeah. Because that's what's happening. You're speaking about it right there.
That's
what's happening.
It really doesn't serve any purpose. It doesn't serve any purpose for the average man.
Mm.
The law doesn't serve any purpose for the average man, you know,
no,
Mr. Brown.
No, see, we got to understand this, my brother. You know, the caller earlier, he was talking about a particular matter, and he's talking about, you know, when we elect these politicians, you know, when they're in opposition, when they get in government, they go out of way. See, we as Bahamian people, we still don't understand how government works. We hear a lot of people over the last 25 years who we vote out of office because when there was an opposition, they say they're going to do certain things with the land and this and that, with the Aragonite and this and that. But when they get in power, they start to defend it and say the government of the Bahamas. It's because being in the opposition is one thing. But when you get in government, there are rules and regulations these parliamentarians help to follow. So is the fool. You understand? Not saying.
I understand your point, you know.
So go ahead.
Tell me something. You know what is disappointing me? I love your show with you at the other day when you was talking about, when you really was talking about the danger of, I mean, I don't know whether this was exactly what you were saying. You were saying that the black persons pose a danger to themselves also, even though we're talking about the white people.
Yes, we pose a big danger to ourselves because it's us right now in the country.
Okay, thank you. Now, this is the other question. Now, who is going to rescue us from these dangerous black people who leading us?
What? Listen, that's a hard question. That's something we need to think about.
Now, we were rescued from the so-called white people
in 1973.
Who is going to rescue us from these black people who slaving us?
Boy, now that's an amazing question right there. What we need to find in this country right now.
Because we need somebody to rescue us.
Because us is messing us right. This ain't had nothing to do with no white man right now, what's going on in our country. All right, let me just give you a quick prime example.
Okay.
Police are doing their job, right? But when they pull over, and if they're not in the right mood, they're aggressive towards a black brother or a black sister. Why
is that? That's without
a doubt. Then you have the prison officer who, it's a black man, just like a regular black man, look how you treat the prisoners. And look how the prisoners themselves talk to the prison officer. And look how the criminals themselves talk to the police officer. So, and then us individuals, we have we're closing in to about 50 murders. It's just us, then abuse in the school.
You know,
teachers don't like one another. Two teachers fighting one another.
Right.
Students go, man, so we all mixed right up.
I telling you.
So who's going
to
rest?
And we have time to be talking about what the white, look here, Mr. Chinese fight from you is living on this earth.
No, sir.
Because only on the karate movie.
Right.
But you've never seen them fight.
No.
Watch this now. I want to gauge you a little bit.
Go ahead. You're making a lot of sense. Go ahead.
They say Chinese don't believe in God, right?
Right.
I sure you heard that.
Yeah.
They say Chinese believe in Buddha.
Right. But listen to this. That's all that phrase right there.
Go ahead.
The Chinese record just, they had a old book, textbook, that was recorded from one of the emperors in the 4th or 3rd dynasty. And he stated that, you know, there was a great flood in his reference. In the same nation that we say don't worship our God or Jesus.
Yes.
But go ahead. Sorry,
and guess what? They said that the Chinese don't believe in God. But I tell someone the other day, right?
Yeah.
I say, if they don't believe in God, and their people could go in other countries and survive not even being charged with one offense, I'm trying to figure out who worshiping the right God.
Nah, that's a good question.
Listen, Mr. Brown.
Go ahead.
You know these people. One thing I can say about them, I ain't talking about their country. Talking about as a visitor.
Right.
If they come in other countries as a visitor.
Go ahead.
They are very disciplined.
Yes.
Their children don't fight in school. Their children don't get called before no court. They are very obedient. Where they get that from if they ain't get it from the real God?
Right. Right.
And I ain't saying that Buddha's the right God. Now, don't get me wrong.
No, you ain't saying that.
I'm not saying Buddha's the right God.
Right. It came from probably the first teaching way back in the centuries.
It has to come from a God.
Yes.
It can't just naturally come to them. Because if you're saying they're worshiping the wrong God, you believe they'll be killing all the people or they'll be fighting everywhere around the world.
What's your name, sir?
You will see their trademark of being violent.
One second. What's your name is?
Glenn.
Glenn. Listen to this. You say, I wonder what God we serving. Now listen closely. We is run away from the truth. Because we see on the churches, we see a white Jesus.
Yes.
And our apostles in the country saying that, like I say again, it doesn't matter what color Jesus is.
I understand your point. Let me just stop you 1 second.
Go ahead.
I understand when you said, when the place is the caller try to tell you don't use, okay, if he don't want you to use white, don't give the wrong image of somebody if that's not their image.
That's right.
The point.
That's right. That's right.
That's your
right.
point.
But
don't do it.
But you said it. Who are we serving? But that Christ we are serving is not the original Jesus Christ. Right? And the Roman Catholic Church, I'm not calling no one in the church, the Roman Catholic Church that many of our people get our doctrine from, it's the same church that persecute the Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ. And you understand what I'm saying? These people who they serve is the same one who defied Yahweh or God. So that's why the Chinese might be saying, we might be saying the China prison Buddha,
right.
But we might be saying Jesus Christ and God, but which one? We could be serving the wrong God and Jesus.
Okay. See, the thing about it is this. You know what I tell someone the other day, right? I say, look here, let me tell you something. He tell me, say, this man was cursing and carrying on, all his skin dropping off, and he was cursing God, saying, too much things happening for this to be real, right?
Yeah.
And then he say, and then the man who talking to me say, he worshiping the devil. I say, hold on. Me, you, and him worshiping the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why you say that? I said, because if we are not doing what the true God tell us to do.
That's right.
If we doing what he doing or not, we serving the devil.
That's right. Follow the
I
covenant.
Said, so don't mix it up.
That's right.
Not because he cursing that mean he ain't serving the devil and I serving the devil because I ain't cursing.
You might be doing something else in
I
the closet.
I might be doing something else.
You might be doing something in the closet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't try to make him, don't try Chat to like voice. Bring him to a light.
Yeah.
That will shine badness on him and good on us.
Yeah.
No, all of us bad.
Yes, sir.
You did the only thing you can do to help him is try to get him to change.
you did a wonderful job.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Yes. Yes, and that's the key, you know. Right. We're not knocking nobody. And the caller made some very valid points, you know. Like I'm saying, you know, he said, would God, you know, and honestly speaking, if you do your research, right, and if you look at what's going on in our country today, we are finding out the truth now. But what if, just what if we are serving the wrong God and the wrong Jesus? What if? There is a God and there is a Jesus. Like I said, Yahweh. And Yahshua represents Jesus, and Yahweh represents, Yahweh. So, you know, so that could be causing us to have all of these different, you know, identity in our country, and ideology, and probably all these sins and crimes we have in our country. You know, we're going to take this next call. Go ahead, caller, you're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, Scrooge. Correction.
Hey.
Sparky, correction with what the gentleman just said.
Go ahead.
Take this out, Scrooge. Let me tell you something. Chinese never said Buddha was God.
Sparky, but we were knocking the guy. You know, I mean, not saying nothing to you, right? But I don't like to go back on what someone said because I don't like to knock on how to call us and stuff like that. Let's just let it slide. But go ahead. You know, I just don't like to go back and forth when a caller call in. And then the next caller calling, he's trying to verify. I'm saying, how you know the caller in right in front of you was right? So let's don't do that. Let's have a conversation. And if he said something that probably didn't resonate with you, let it be. You know, we have to get along like Sparky said, you know. Yeah. So, yes, just think about that. And to talk about Buddha, I was doing some research, and in the Chinese history, you know, they have kept their history. And in their history, I think it was 2nd AD or 3rd AD, one of the emperors, he wrote down about the Great Flood, you know, that had happened around the world. So it was recorded, you know. So I want us to be mindful of not to knock on no one church or no one's Christianity, you know, but maybe if you really do your research and, you know, we have all been programmed in that type of way of to serve this God and this Jesus, which actually we think we are serving the right one, but we are actually serving the same system that crucified John, that crucified Christ, that crucified many of the believers before they turned to Christians. And we must remember that Constantine changed his name. You know, I think, yes. You understand? So we serve in that system, and we doctrinate that system. And many of our church leaders go to the European nations to get doctrine. And like I said before, we are reading the Bible, and the Bible is talking to us as a people. But at the same time, it talks about the wicked race, and it also talks about us, wicked as a nation, us black people who get involved in orgy and murders and blaspheming and lying and all kind of stuff. You know, like I said, that's why we also got wiped out at the face of the earth. Because God didn't like what we were doing as a nation and as a people. So don't get it twisted, you know. My auntie always told me that, you know. She said, Scrooge, you like talk about this black and white thing, but, you know, yeah, we are a chosen race, yes. But many of us in our race in a different nation, because, you know, we were vast. The blacks were vast all over the world. And many of those nations were wicked nations. Some were doing human sacrificing, et cetera, along with the white Caucasian, you know, which were dealing with pure war and the destruction and destroying the land, animals, and, you know, lands, the animalry and all that stuff, you know. So we just as bad, you know, and all those who keep a covenant with the Ten Commandments, you know, are the chosen people, even though the Father has a specific race. But you could be Asian, you could be a Japanese, you could be American, you could be whatever race you are. But if you keep the covenant, you are one of God's people. Anyone who is doing the opposite, you know, until you get enlightenment and line up with the Father, then you become a part of his kingdom. Go ahead, caller. Are you still there? I think they left. Yeah, so we had that conversation. We were talking about a particular topic earlier in the show, but, you know, it took a different direction. But it was a very positive different direction, because we got a lot of people to call in and they talked about some very valid points. And then, you know, it adds up to what's going on in our country. And like I say, in our country, we treat one another badly. You know, black on black. You know, you understand? And you know, white people in this. In the church, we don't like one another. I saw two pastors fighting. You know, I saw the church taking one another to a court. Or was someone trying to pass the pastorship to the next, to their son? And the church wasn't for that. We're in a sad state. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Good night. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, man. You got some provocative conversation tonight, man. I appreciate that.
Go ahead, brother. And along with people like... go ahead. Sorry.
Just a couple things, man.
Go ahead. Go express yourself.
When we're talking about race, you got to remember that race is fluid.
Mm-hmm. Fluid.
There wasn't no real reference to black people.
No. It was not.
Until a certain time.
Yes.
Very recently.
Yes.
I think it was the Portuguese who first, I guess, put a negative connotation on the black phenotype.
Yes.
Before that, it was just, you know, people based on their nation.
Yes.
As opposed to based on their skin tone.
Yes, you're right.
So I think that's a very important thing, that when we talk about, you know, a lot of people in the Bible, the vast majority of them were people who were people of color.
Yes.
You know, so when you talk about all the people who were washed away, you know, you talk about, you know, the great flood that was referenced by the Chinese dynasty, you know, everyone was subject to that.
Everyone, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And no, Old Testament God is different than New Testament God.
Wow.
Old Testament God used to run home and say, oh, you building this tower? I'm going to send you all over the world because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Old Testament God used to say, you know, I'm going to send a flood. New Testament God is all about, you know, forgiveness and sending his son to die for our sins and let us be born again and eternal life through his son. So I think that's an important thing. And then two, you know, a lot of people think about China as what's called the ideal minority. And that's something that white folk came up with, because they say, all right, Chinese are, you know, very well behaved. But you have to think about their country where they have communism there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, you know, in China, you can't even have two kids. You have two kids in China, they will sterilize the parents, make you not be able to have kids anymore, and there's nothing you could do about it. So when you talk about how well-behaved Chinese people are when they come to other places, the ones who make it out are forced to be well-behaved.
Mm.
And they just booked a Chinese police department in New York.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it on Facebook. Yeah.
Right. So you got to think about these extents that the Chinese government has to control its people.
Yeah, I saw that.
Think about exactly when you think about how, you know, how well behaved, quote unquote, Chinese people in Chinese movie. It's because when you step out of line in China, that's it.
Mm.
You know, you talk about there's also the Chinese tennis player who was sexually abused by a government employee,
mm-hmm.
right? She spoke out about that and then gone missing.
Wow.
So you got to think about these type of things. You know, mm-hmm. there really isn't a right or a wrong answer to these type of things. But when you oversimplify and you say, you know, one minority is better than the next or more well-behaved, you got to think about the whole circumstances.
Wow.
I think any
you break
any
it down.
That's in our circumstance.
Uh-huh.
Would be behaving the exact same way.
Wow, you break it right down. You break it right down. I really love that.
Yeah. Cool. But, yeah, man, I appreciate the conversation at different points of view, though, but I just wanted to speak on that.
No, it's good. It's good. See, the country needs to go in this direction. We could have a dialogue, you know, and we're trying to correct one another. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's the kind of dialogue we need to have in the country. I want to thank you very much. You did a wonderful job, and have a wonderful night. Okay, we have a next caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City.
Bridgie.
Hey.
What's happening, man?
Adding bless.
Happy Friday. Listen, all the callers have a right. Like Robert Nestamali say, every man has a right to decide his own destiny.
Yes, sir.
Your God could be white, he could be black, if you so desire. You know, he could be the color of your car tire, or he could be your car. If that's what you want for God, then hey, who's to stop you? Now, one of your callers asked a question earlier. He made a lot of sense, but the question he asked, I think if he make all that sense, he must get answered that himself. He said, who can help us?
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming to help us? Well, buddy, the answer to that question is ain't nobody coming to help us. You know who can help us?
Hold on.
Me and you and Scrooge. We got to help ourselves.
So we got to help ourselves. I'm glad to see that. Go ahead, caller.
We have to help ourselves. Because we put ourselves in this mess.
That's right.
With all them different governments and
that's
stuff.
That's right.
And only us could get ourselves out of it.
Do me one favor. Could you please say that again? Who get us in this mess?
Exactly. See, because when, see, the human people got to be, you know, we really live on Mars. We come from Mars. Honestly, I really starting to believe that, man. The human people got to come from Mars because... For 50 years, we back and forth.
Back and forth.
So much we don't.
I mean, figure out yet. Who causing the problem?
Man, listen. Exactly. And then they come around again. They come in again. And guess what the Bahamian people could do?
The same thing.
The Bahamian people could put one of them back, right back in again. So, like I tell the brother, only us can get us out of this or put us back into it now.
Go ahead, sir.
Like I say, every man, Robert Nestamali say, every man have a right to decide his own destiny. That is correct. God, the word God.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to listen to me. Don't call me all kinds of things. Just listen to your mouth, boy. The word God comes from pagan origin.
I agree with you.
Okay? We all about calling our God. The true almighty.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no name.
That's
for
right.
For sure, some of us don't know the name, his name. But we calling him God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me qualify why I said that.
Go ahead.
The Romans, the Hindus,
mm-hmm.
the Chinese, the everybody, the Egyptians had thousands of things they worship called God.
That's right.
Okay? Now, if our Almighty God is being called God too among 20,000 other gods, you ain't think he mad with us for calling him that?
Yes, sir.
You ain't think he vex?
Yes, sir.
You think that's an appropriate name to call our Almighty?
So you're trying to say he's separating how does original name?
We need to go study and call him
his original
by his name.
That's right.
What his name
that's
is.
That's right.
Because every church you listen to, every pastor,
that's right.
every time you hear somebody on
that's
the radio,
right.
the pastor, them all, oh, God, listen to you talking to the God of the sea?
The Greco-Roman.
You're talking to the Roman God?
The Greco-Roman.
Which God you're talking to.
And the same people watching bondage. And the same
I wouldn't
people...
want nobody to classify me as God if there are 20,000
yes.
gods out there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Scrooge, you ain't going to go no further because
you
don't
know
that
you
don't want it tonight.
But that's the truth. But it's the truth you're saying. If you go do your research, you would see these things. It's the truth. It's right there, plain as day.
we do.
Yes, the problem is with a bunch of people, they go to church in a different color hat and all kind of thing. And whatever the pastor
say,
some of them demons up there tell them, they come out and they don't come home and research it.
Uh-huh.
The IHS on the man uniform, like the fella was one of y'all was saying, all them vests what they wearing, is ISIS Horus
Set. Uh-huh.
The PX on the back of them is pagan.
Mm-hmm.
The bishop hat what he wear would look like the point on the top, that's a fish hat. That is pagan.
Mm-hmm.
The cross and all them church everybody bowing down to is a Roman symbol of crucifixion. Fiction,
punishment.
What you worshiping that for?
The punishment.
What you bowing to that for?
The punishment. And that's the
punishment. White Jesus that Sparky always talk about, the blue-eyed lens from back in the day. Because they some pretty contact lenses he wearing. And he hears straight and he must have been the Johnson Barber shop. His name, and I want everybody to get their pencil and their paper out. His name is Cesare Borgia.
That's his name.
Google it.
That's who you see on the churches.
He was replaced in the 15th century. His daddy let Leonardo da Vinci,
the Pope,
and the other fellow, Michelangelo, paint a picture. This boy was so pretty.
That's right.
They had a painter off. And Leonardo da Vinci won the contest.
That's right. I read up on it.
Constantly for that picture.
And he also did the prophets too. John the Baptist also.
So they took that picture. It was so pretty. And they put it in the Bible.
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
His daddy, Pope Alexandria.
That's right.
And Constantine.
Isn't this written in the book for all to see? This is written in the book for all to see. So it's a truth.
Exactly.
It's a truth.
You see? But Bahamians, gullible beasts grab anything and run. Just like we grab the PLP and everything and we come from Mars. But I ain't going to go no further because I ain't one of them Christian women them call and say all kind of things.
No, but
one more thing.
Go ahead, sir.
Christmas is pagan.
We all know
Easter,
that.
They're getting ready for Easter. That's pagan.
Yes.
All that in the church.
So, like you say, probably that's what we're talking about. Yes, sir.
I can hang up and listen, eh?
Man, you don't say a mouthful. I need to say no more. We're going to take this
last call. Yeah. One these days, you can bring me on. Let me come on the show, man.
I just want you to leave the number with the producer so you can come on the show. I can set you up probably next month so you can come on the show because you make a lot of sense. And if any one of you who are positive-minded, and see, we need to enlighten our people in this country because we could be worshiping a devil which some of us are unknowingly. And that's why so much sin's fallen on our nation today. You understand? Last caller. Go ahead, caller.
That's still me.
Oh, that's still you. Okay, the producer come right now to get you. You did a wonderful job. At least all the callers did a wonderful job tonight. Who is going to come? Who is going to save us? That's going to be my final comment coming on the show in the next 5 minutes. I'm going to take this call, and then in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to talk on, say, who is coming to save us, you know, when we know how we corrupted in both political parties over the years and how we elect these oppositions to become government. They say one thing, and when they get in, you know, they do the other, and then we left stagnated where they profit. And they give a little, and many of us suffer with the poverty and crime and the child abuse and the rape and the murders and et cetera and et cetera. A lot of people getting put out of their houses, can't pay their rent, you know. But then we make millions of dollars for those in power who become multimillionaires, you know. So we can't mindset of our citizens and also to take a look at our belief system when it comes to who God we are serving, who Jesus we are serving. You know, we can actually be serving the wrong one, you know, with the Father, when he said that many, you know, would come, you know, and many would come false. He said these things. We're going to take this last call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside Inner City on Garden Radio 969.
Hello.
Good night.
Yeah, what's going on, Scoozy?
Oh, yes. 52.
Hey, great show, you know, Stopper hit it on the nail. I think that was the story of Borgia. Jose, something about you.
Yes.
I read the story, but it's just like this has something to do with Leonardo da Vinci and his sorted. You know, but it's out there on the internet. So in case people think he was talking foolish, I didn't even want to talk about it. But since you was talking about child abuse, I guess when you do your next show, right? But Scoozy, I got to talk of my life. Some disclosures from my daughter in grade one, right?
Wow.
The primary school. You would be surprised to know what she told me, but I don't think I could. But you know, I think we need to gather it off the ground. But I want to stick to the topic, right?
Okay, go ahead.
So you know. All of the callers were very great. I got off on your boy who was talking about the cursing and stuff like that, because most people really, and sometimes when you get angry and you fire a word, people say, good. I said, but listen, my words ain't bringing no flies and no fleas, and plus, mm-hmm. I'm inflicting that on me. I'm not inflicting anything on you, and they play like they're so holy and dark, but people doing much more worse things than profanity. You say, saying,
yes, yes.
And so, we back to this constitution and religious paradigm. You see, the thing is, it's very simple to solve these problems without the liturgy. Mm-hmm. The Africa is in the Sun Belt, and so we know what the Sun Belt means. People would have dark skin. So mm-hmm. I don't know why all of this conversation about what color Yahshua was,
mm-hmm.
you see? And so we know that the name was given to us in consonants so that we could avoid calling the holy name.
That's right.
In Hebrew and Aramaic.
That's
so,
right.
But once God knows your heart, you see, but we have adhered and to the colonial stain brain syndrome with the ideals, the God concepts of the slave master.
That's right.
Not knowing that Christianity, a true monotheistic religion, started from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so also civilization and Africa, out of Africa it all began. I said before, the DNA symposium of man showed this.
Yes, yes.
So then let's even bypass all the DNA scrutiny. Just look at where the most animals are, the most resources, and the most richness.
That's where
you understand me?
That's where Abraham landed.
Yeah, so we could bypass and just use general knowledge meditation.
Yeah.
But the reason, the brother who called you first, who was talking about why we doing this damage to ourselves, see, the reason is the schisms that were planted amongst us through the European intervention, the miscegenation, the difference
yeah.
in skin color, and the just the deculturization, and just the different, the Belgians here, France here, England here, you understand what I'm saying? And the French there, they created the schism amongst us.
Yes.
All of Africa was really known as Ethiopia or
yes.
Kubaland. They speak one language, but they were not really, they were cognate.
Yeah.
So that means they were able to communicate with one another, you know, in by all means. But they have rewritten history. They have even suppressed the black history about the Egyptian, the Sudanese pharaohs,
mm-hmm.
because they wanted to always suppress dark skin supremacy
yeah.
and also the influence of African kings in Europe.
Yeah.
So this is what they are very good at this. But now, let's see, Scoogey, this is the information overload. So information is being revealed.
Yes.
And so then they don't want us to teach the critical race theory.
Yes.
Okay. And then I would like to touch on a little joke.
When you coming on the show, man? When you coming on the show?
Hey, listen, Scoogey, I like to thank Christopher Davis. Right. I gotta get we gotta promote Chris Buck. We gotta get Chris Buck.
Right.
I normally, the Logo Bookstore is a great place. I go to the nice people, right. man. Nice right. people. I might even have no problem. There's even search for books with gang and fine or that right. they don't even want you to read.
Okay.
But the Europeans, the system that they set up, right, Scoogey?
Mm-hmm.
Post-slavery. The system that they set up is designed to keep their influence in the third world sub-regions.
Yeah.
See, they're naive. They don't want to let go of the power. Who call it hitting the nails on the head? You understand?
Yeah.
But you have to be able to simply juxtapose these things. And
yeah.
so even the psyche of God save the queen, right? I say in God save my grandma because she lived to see 96, just like the queen.
No.
So they can't see God didn't save the queen.
Hey.
God ain't saved the queen. The time come. God ain't saved the king neither. God ain't, you know what I'm saying? God saved you for so period of time because you was a man and you was a finite being.
One,
what you have now is the deification or the worshipping of man.
Yeah.
So by creating poverty, Scoogey, then you have the deification of man. The poor looking up at the rich and they wish they was rich. And you know what I mean. People don't get it, you know. This is the reason why, you see, they're not, if you really look at what they're saying and look at what they're doing, you'll realize that most of these situations they throwing at the world, these impositions, they are real. But I mean, all of the things, the climate change, the pandemic, these things are all planned out to create the situation. War here, this is all biblical, you know. We have to be able to juxtapose this and know what's going on in the world. This is by design, you know. Why do you think I was calling it supply chain corruption?
It is.
People on the internet revealing that it is the supply chain corruption. I was right all along through the scamdemic, but of course, I'm a dummy. I can't read and I can't comprehend.
Just like how you prove your point when you were talking on COVID-19, right? You see, you get to prove that it's true. They just say it, not that watching. I think it was May 5th.
Yep,
see, and you was right. Hold on, but let me explain something to you. Listen closely. See, that's why you were speaking. You know, I was speaking on my own, but you were speaking on a regular basis. Now, all those who said the negative comments, what happened now? The World Health Organization now said the pandemic is over. And now they're saying now that it was a scam. And that they was supposed to lock down the world. So you were right.
Yeah,
so that just show you was right. And many others.
See, street people, right?
Yeah.
And book smart, right? We seeing things with the
what other people don't see.
They can't see because they blinded by status quo.
So let me say.
They don't see. But to lock down the whole world. See, let me show you something what I knew. They had to let the virus spread in order to implement emergency powers.
Yeah.
To lock down the world.
Take away democracy.
In order to create the control.
Yeah, take away democracy. It was a plan.
That's what I was telling them. I said, you guys have to be naive, believe that if you take a vaccine, that the economy will open up and everything will be normal. I didn't know what they said, but I didn't read the great research.
Hold on. I just remember somebody who said that. And think about this. What about all those pastors who came on national TV and say, the Bible tells you that a person who is a believer or Christian should have no fear. But the pastors, them who come on TV supporting government officials and government saying that we should take the vaccine. What do you think about those pastors? That's the show you right there.
No, see, but pastors. They're disasters. I know a guy who even went to the church to get his vaccination, but I know of a doctor who was vaccinated who haven't. Very serious adverse events, and numerous people who want me to have adverse events, but only in here in Nassau, we don't have adverse events. And this is heaven, and we don't have no deaths, nothing from the vaccine, no data, just only shot, nothingness. So my level of consciousness causes me to lose respect for the status quo departments. Whose prerogative it is to provide this information? See, people just don't get it. Even as far as the Constitution, right, Scoozy? I'm going to read this quickly for everybody.
Go ahead, because I'm going to get them at the top.
Let me share what's mind-boggling. It says the House of Assembly and the Senate can create their own guidelines for procedures as long as they do not contradict anything stated in the Constitution. And then we know what it takes to say Parliament must get a 3-4 vote in favor from both houses, House of Assembly and the Senate, before having a referendum to change the following areas of the Constitution. And then they have another one with a 2-3 vote, but it shows you all of the different, it's up citizenship, the nature of the Constitution, any part of the Bahamas Independence Act, et cetera, et cetera. I don't need to go, but what I'm saying is the way how the system is set up in America, it is designed to buffer against tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't vote on our prime minister. They yield total power. It's certain powers the governor general still hold. This is the way how the colonialists have kept their foothold in the third world.
The proclamation is very important. You don't see when the lockdown, you don't see it was the governor general who had signed the stuff. The prime minister had to go to the governor general. It's the same thing as in the Bible. That's Pontius Pilate. The governor general is Pontius Pilate to me. That's how I look at the governor general.
Yeah, but hold on.
Not saying he's Pontius Pilate. He or she is the Pontius Pilate. The governor general word alone is Pontius Pilate to me.
Yeah, but see, the world is built on deception. You know, see, there's a book called The Forgotten Monarchs of Europe, in which it also shows the lineage of the royal family to Germany.
Yep.
To, I think, from Queen Victoria.
Yes.
But then Dwight made a very interesting disclosure. I knew about it, but that we actually paid to be in the Commonwealth. So even the word Commonwealth, it's a paradigm in which colonial structure will still be maintained.
Of course, that's what the Commonwealth is. That they conquered land. They conquered land.
Discussing something the other day, but
they conquered land.
How I know people don't like to learn from other people. I'd mentioned something various times and numerous times on the radio. It's called terra nullius. This is the law that Europe used.
Yes, I know about it. I read about it.
Yeah. So this is laws that they make. Even Ocean's Monopoly teach you back in the days. They land on a piece of rock, stick a flag there, they own.
Christopher Columbus did it over here.
Yeah, but he coming to cross.
Yep.
You see, so we all lost, you know, Kuzi. But I don't know what's going to happen. But I think, I got a joke for you. Yeah, listen, you know, I voted for the kingdom government.
All right.
So I had to do something different. I just couldn't allow myself to see in paradigm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is what it is, Kuzi. And you know what I hate, Kuzi?
Hey.
Speaking the truth is becoming a problem.
Yeah.
You see? It's becoming a problem.
That's why I don't mix.
Bear in mind the things we're saying, but you got to get Chris on because I can... Disparaging marks against the Campbell Dane lady with the affluent, with the very harmonious voice that comes
out. Yeah, 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 they say
I don't get it with some people, you know.
They're trying to say she's a transgender or something.
Yeah, but Scoozy, what I'm saying is if Jesus is black, right?
Yeah.
We should know that.
Yeah.
But the Bible even describes that, plus it's the sun belt.
Yeah, but I ain't saying
why
she is.
Denying this? Why we need to have a white Serapis? But we know
that's because the program, MC.
Still people read that.
Yeah.
They still late to believe that, but.
Just,
I can go, man. Bless
yeah, just say this. We're taking a break right now on Guardian Radio. Just say this before you go. We have been systematically programmed unknowingly with the system. The devil is a deceptive energy, and he has used deception to deceive many of us in the country. And that's probably why we're feeling the pinch now and not worshiping our true identity, God, which, like I said, you know, the proof is in the pudding. But do say we have to take a break. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back on Guardian Radio 96.9 after the break.
100 grand. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Ghetto.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you'll definitely find smoke. Bit on broke.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, forever in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hey, Tina. How you been working here?
And I ain't seen you since COVID. I finished the BTVI Smart Start program and this mechanic shop hired me.
Smart Start?
Yeah, if you didn't finish high school when the pandemic was going on, you could sign up for auto mechanics, beauty, fashion, or construction. It's only 12 weeks and you get to do an internship.
Too bad I ain't have no money.
Your Smart Start is free.
Free? I might as well go through hell.
Listen, don't count yourself out. Email smartstart@btvi.edu.bs or call 502-6300 today.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different.
People, what you wanting?
We want local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local. We want local government. We want local government.
Share the
love. We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. People, local government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want the edge function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
La 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 la.
96.9 FM. I'm Valentino O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside In The City, and I want to thank all of the callers who did a wonderful job of giving their view, and we like to have those conversations, and everyone was on cue tonight. And I hope that those who are listening, we don't mean to be offensive to nobody in their religion, but you need to go find out the truth for yourself, you know. It's there. You know, and I just want to say this to the listening audience. We're just here to bring enlightenment and some truth. You know, you could look this stuff up yourself. They're on the internet, and you can see what we're talking about. It's the truth, you know. One of the callers mentioned, say, who's going to save us? And my response to that is, when we look at how we as a Black nation, a nation of behemoths, not Black, okay? Majority Black. But we have people who are here, you know, who came from England and places around the world who have been living in their behemoths just like us. And they are here in this country. And so we don't want to discriminate, okay? We just want to send that message. So see the damage, what we are doing to one another when it comes to the policing, how we talk to one another, you know, and then us as citizens who get abused from the police, right? And then us as citizens who abuse ourselves, taking advantage of killing one another, raping one another,
assaulting our children and raping our children. So all this is us, you know. We probably in church worshiping the wrong God and the wrong Jesus. You know, even though in our heart we might be praising the real one, but when we go to church and etc., we have the wrong identity in our mind, you know. At the hospital, you know, it's black on black, you know, in this country. Neighbors don't like one another, you know. Co-workers don't like one another, you know. But when you look around, we are the majority in this country, and it's us hurting one another. And like I said, the Great Flood came, and it wiped us also off the face of the earth because we were a bunch of wicked people, just like the people who were disobeying God, who are our so-called enemies, okay? So, to me, understanding the politics of things of government over the years, and I myself was dependent on government when I first started out, hoping that government would actually do what is necessary to make improvements in the country. But I get to find out over the course of the years, they would take your idea and put a few years later or next term and apply it. But it makes slow progress. And as I start to get experience that, hey, this is a system thing, you know. This is just talks. You know, we might get some progress made, but it's the citizen himself who have to make the biggest change in this country because no one is going to come to save you. God, who we call Yahweh, Jesus, who we call Yahshua, right? Christ was a carpenter. Okay? So he was a builder. Okay? You understand? Rome was the government. And Christ was able still to make it in that environment and encourage the people to make it in that environment by being able to do for themselves. So if we have all the carpenters, the plumbers, the bakers, the barbers, and we strategize in our community, we could turn that area into a power economic area where we could start a lot of small businesses in there and a lot of small jobs would be created. So you have to have a vision and a plan for your community and your country, and you're going to have to go there and fulfill it and try your best. It's going to be very difficult. And governments then would start to help you, because when you start a program and it start to gain traction, you never know who is going to get it, be a part of it. Don't let government come and be a partner, right? Let them be a part of it, because they're going to want to be a part of it as it becomes popular. And I've yet to learn that. I could name many programs that are being involved with or give ideas to many different governments over the last 20 years in this country that I've seen pass the legislation. So when I figure that out and I see they only going off of what citizens bring to them. So when you see these members of parliament coming on TV, sometimes even the prime minister talking about programs, they just be behaving people ideas, which was given to them when they went to a particular meeting. That information is gathered and given to the representative so that he could have a good face and a good idea. But it's basically a citizens who give these ideas. So you know who's going to have to come and save you? You! So in the community of Grand Center, I figured it out. I've been working on it for the last 20-something years. And I had to learn off my mistakes. Now I'm finding out what is suitable and what can work in the community. So I'm taking that small area, creating a safe zone. So I'm already, in the last 7-8 years, moved tons and tons of garbage on the old dialect vehicle. There's still a long way to go because you clean up, and some innocent people come and dump again. But the vast majority of people over the course of the years keep on cleaning up in the area. They're starting to get a hang of it. So they're starting to clean up now. I'm saying, do we want to eradicate all the old abandoned houses? We want to eradicate all the yards that have a lot of trash and garbage. We want to eradicate the rat problem, the trash problem in our community, because we know that the garbage truck comes around every 2 weeks. So we'd be advocating for that, where we could get a new garbage truck that would be coming on a regular basis in these communities. So these are some of the things we were working on, small programs, graffiti in the walls. We had behemoth figures of Dr. Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, Dr. Robert Love, surrounded, and it's going to be a whole graffiti from one end of Lewis Street to the next end. So we're doing a beautification, a cleanup, okay? And we're securing the abandoned yards and houses in the community and working even more, but going to work with Urban Renewal, my private company that my sponsors are helping me privately. It's going to be taking shape in January. We're going to do one more cleanup. We're going to work with Urban Renewal. We're going to try to work with the minister to be a part of it so that we could get the assistance required or at least break down at least 6 abandoned houses in that community. We have a drug house in that community. We have about 7 abandoned houses that should be torn down. And we're doing a whole plan for that, to do this cleanup for the Grandstand area. And then we're going to do a whole survey. I work with my cousin Keaton Kevy at Repaired in that particular community. And we're going to the minister and see if we get some assistance to fix some of the homes that are in the community that already started. So these are the steps. But all overall, of what I'm trying to accomplish is get that area to be a safe zone, beautify it, and get the tourists to come in that area to spend some American dollars and do the credit card in that small environment to change the mindset and to provide empowerment in that community. Right now, as we speak, we have the 50th celebration of the Silver Jubilee that is being held in the Old City Market from across Seattle Walker. The acting Governor General, Cynthia Mata Pratt, and many government officials, churches out there, there's concert out there, so there's a lot of food and drink out there, so I'm encouraging everyone who was in the vicinity to please stop by. It's crowded, it's a wonderful event happening in the Old City Market parking lot, One Family Junkanoo practice across from Sierra Walker. There's a lot of eats and drink. I think it's free out there. I think it goes until tomorrow morning. There's going to be a lot of artists performing out there. So please go. And we talked about how the area, how the Old City Market can be transformed into a museum. Now you're in a full concert. The 50th Silver Jubilee is happening right now as we speak. An Old City Market parking lot where the 2-time winners of the Junkanoo Parade One Family Group practices. Yeah, so bring all your family and friends and go out and enjoy yourself. Hot dogs, popcorn, I think they have drinks, et cetera. I'm going out there after I leave with the studios today to enjoy myself because it's only walking distance. And that just to show you, they set up there and look how wonderful it is. They have a beautiful stage there, a couple stages. So it just shows you if we were to use that Old City Market right there as a transit point to create a mini scroll market that right there. And then you hand the problem down in the scroll market where they're saying about the rotation. You know, there are too many scroll vendors down there competing and many of them can't make no money. So the problem is the scroll market is in one spot on Bay Street. But there are so many different arcades on Bay Street. If you could set up nice stalls through some of those arcades, you could disperse some of those vendors who are in the scroll market along Bay Street. You understand? So that we don't have, and that's one of the ideas we wanted to do with the Old City Market and open the gateway down to Lewis Street, Hay Street, and Taylor Street for the tourists to walk once a lot of small businesses start to be created in that community. We're talking about the coconut water stalls, the regular Sky Juice. Some people might open when Kong Fritter stall or ice cream stall because you're going to have a variety of different customers coming to the community. So we need attraction. Some might want to set up a beauty salon, nail technician in their yard. So this is what I'm trying to accomplish in the community that I reside in, you know? Because like they say, no one's going to come save you. So if you don't have a comprehensive plan and you have to be patient with it, there's going to be a lot of let down and you would get discouraged. You know, it wasn't an easy road for me. I want you to believe this. Many times they wanted to give up. Many times. But something kept me going. You know, people like Yuli Wogus and Amanda Culson, Brent Simonet, Robin Simonet, you know, Antonio Roberts, you know, Franny. I want to give my special thanks to Franny from Bahamas Ways, who has been assisting me for many years as a part of the Rotary Club of East Nassau, of providing me with bins and the majority of garbage that we removed from Hay Street, Lewis Street, and Taylor Street, and the assistance of Bahamas Ways. They have been there for day one for me. And we, like I said again, we're doing one major cleanup. Miss Elaine Pender from Bamushak has been a very supportive of me over the years. Debbie Bartlett, you know, many of the different ministers who I've had contact with. Lady Cheryl Wilson, you know, many persons who I've had contact with who has helped me to mold me changed my mindset to become a productive citizen so I could be able to help my country to become a better place in my community. So listen to me, no one's going to come help you. When you start to help yourself and you have a good intention of helping your community, the Father sends people to come and assist you. And you never know what's going to transpire. You know, Lenahan, Bahamas, Lucas Metropolis, I'd like to give a special thanks to Mitzi Burrows, Sheila Pritchard, it's been a partner of mine for many, many years. And we were able to create a community center, Lenahan, and a great organization. Ed Dorsett and the Dorsett family, Parky Dorsett, you know, they donated. Their father and mother, mom donated the property that we have the community center through Lewis Creek. Lenahan Bahamas, which has been assisting people for the last 3-4 years with food, scholarship, and support in the community. You understand? So you're going to have to go in your community, look at the abandoned houses, see how you could think of some type of strategy in your community, and draw it up in your mind and write it to a team of people, you know, and then go from there. Because you never know what's going to transpire. And just praise the Almighty and ask for, listen to me, this is what I ask for. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. The last thing I ask him for is bravery. And then you know what I ask him for? I say, Father, I won't get rich. I just won't be able to make it through my journey. So, Father, if you could bless me with a little blessing so that I could keep my head above water, so that I could be able to do your work and to be happy doing your work, where I cannot be manipulated or become corrupted or become a person who believe I'm better than people, I pray for that. That's why I always stay humble. I never believe I better than nobody. Never believe I better than nobody. You know, I better than people in my heart and my actions and how I keep my covenant with God. That's why I believe I better than somebody. But to say I'm better than them, you know, no, we're the same. I just might make better conscious choice because I keep myself in line with the Father so that I could get the blessing from the Father so I won't be disconnected. So they keep me away from wickedness and harm, because I want you to remember this. I was a guy who got shot at from 24 different other guys like me, and a few times from police. And in that journey, I know those bullets that were fired at me hit me, but they never hit me. But they hit my friend and killed my friend on the side of me. I had about 9 or 10 different friends got shot on the side of me just hanging with me. Okay? And then all the guys who used to hang with me, the majority of them are deceased. So I just closed in on that. Like I say, I know I got hit. I know in my mind that I got hit from those shots that were fired at me. I mean, I checked my body, no holes. And I said to myself, this will make me change my mindset. I said, if I don't stop what I'm doing, God ain't gonna give me no more pass. You understand? So yes, no one's gonna come save you. You gotta save yourself and save your community. So without further ado, I'm your host Valentino Brown. I'll see you next week on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM. And you guys who call in, all of you did a wonderful, wonderful job. So see you next week on Guiding Radio 96.9 FM.
I from Nassau, Bahamas, and bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street.
Madison, this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.